7654321.
You'll never have the sacred stone.
Oh, this you crazy mother.
All power to the people. It's the Bruh Listen Podcast, the black podcast focusing on social political issues and how they affect our community. With your hosts, Cedric Orange, Bria Ward, and Anthony Rogers. Bruh, listen. Bruh Nation! Set Play Celebration by Earth, Wind & Fire Club.
Huh?
It's Play Celebration.
Oh, okay, yeah.
That's not by Is that by Earth, Wind & Fire?
Yeah, it's by Earth,
Wind & Fire. Ooh, I thought I messed that one up. Well, I was about to get my black card pulled or whatever.
Wait, is it by Celebration?
It might not be.
Celebration is about cooling the game.
What? It's by cooling the game? Okay.
I'm going to say, I know all Earth, Wind &
Fire. We playing Bruh Nation in the background. We celebrating. Bria back. Hey. Just for the night. But she back. Y'all hear it?
Oh my gosh.
Miss your voice of reason, Bria.
Huh?
Miss your voice of reason. Yeah, damn it. You know when you left, we do a lot more yelling since you
we
left.
Do.
Because you was the compass to keep us from yelling.
Yeah, Bria, you don't even realize. You was the glue that was holding the show together.
I mean, we yell sometimes when you're here. But not as much. Yeah.
Without you here, we are complete foolishness. You hear me? You know what I mean? When you walked out that door for that last episode, I cried a many nights.
Oh, my gosh.
Because it ain't the same. And then we had Brittany come through, and she's damn sure not the voice of reason. Shout out to Brittany. She on the mend.
She got COVID.
She got. Tank put you out there, Brittany.
For real?
She got COVID.
Stay away from her. Yeah, she all right. She better be.
All right.
I hope so.
We can't lose no more losses on this show.
Everybody I know done got COVID.
Yeah,
well, everybody
except
I know.
This nigga.
Except for me.
I'm convinced. Oh no, I was about to say something. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm convinced.
Hey, what
that
can I
evil,
say? I'm safe.
But see, now this made me think about Bria, because I was about to say, I'm convinced that evil don't get COVID. Because
oh.
The two people I know that ain't never had COVID are the two most evil people ever. This nigga here and Helga Pataki. Okay.
Not so evil.
Thank you, Bria. I'm really
Tank not evil.
No.
Bruh Nation, really you hear the sultry voice of this queen in the background. Even bigging up somebody like this knucklehead.
If you look at my biography, I'm a married, happily married man with kids and a wife, and I work hard. That's all you gonna see.
That's not evil.
You ain't gonna say nothing about playing with my nose and fucking these hoes. And that's how I like it.
Just because it don't say it, don't mean it's not true. And you know what it need to say? You always turn your damn mic around. What's
yes,
up with that?
Yes, that's what I like. I like the sound to go that way, man.
Man, listen, that's not how it works.
Don't
though.
Touch my mic.
I need a new family. Listen, Bruh Nation, we so excited. Bria, yeah. We appreciate you, man. We miss you. Thanks for coming back. Yeah. How you been?
I've been good. I miss you guys, too. I miss being here.
You running for governor this year or no?
No.
You're not going to run against?
I don't even think
who
going to
run against DeSantis? We need you in politics.
DeSantis is not losing. It don't matter who they run against.
Bro, yeah. I seen a meme a video thing the other day on TikTok where it was DeSantis and Trump side by side. Yeah. He literally talk like Trump and move his hands like Trump.
My dad calls him Mini Trump.
He is Mini Trump, which is crazy because Trump Mini.
I can't vote against the cracker right now.
Who?
Because I can't vote against him because I like the shit he's doing with the vaccination shit. So I can't vote against him.
There's a lot of other reasons why I'm voting against him.
I mean, that's the main. I don't care about the other shit.
I don't want to be a one issue voter.
Well,
I'm really not, but that's a big issue to me to stop the federal government from
doing the mask mandate.
Doing that mandate.
Oh,
shit.
He's stopping the mandate?
Yeah.
In Florida.
In Florida.
Yeah.
He's taking them to court.
No, he's no. Mm-hmm. DeSantis, I wish you would come here with that shit, but I'll handle you right now with me.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Besides that, I don't like this cracker at all. I don't like to say I'm supporting this motherfucker. I'm not going to vote for him, but I ain't going to vote against him.
I like what he's doing for teachers, though. He's giving them extra pay. He increased their pay.
He did.
Actually, I work for the state now. He actually increased our pay twice within the last year that I've been there.
You know he was forced into that by your boy Andrew Steelum.
Oh, was he?
Yeah. Yeah. Because that was on Gillum's platform.
Yep.
And I think DeSantis, he was like, I'm a cheat. And if I don't win by cheating, I'm going to adopt some of this stuff. So he did. Because some of the stuff, I'm with you on that. Like some of the stuff, like the teacher things. Mm-hmm. State pay.
DeSantis is a hard out.
And y'all gonna be real mad at me when I say this because I know a lot of people watching feel like I lean on the other way. I also like the blocking the federal vaccine mandate.
I do too.
And I know that sounds crazy because I am pro-vax.
Well, pro-vax
and all that.
You gonna be pro-vax and anti-mandate?
I'm not with it. I just don't like the
we're going to make every individual who work have to get this. And the reasons why I don't like it don't have nothing to do with the actual vaccine. I think you should want to go get the vaccine and protect yourself.
Everybody should be vaxxed.
Right, but.
Except for me.
What?
If they giving it out at the corner store, then I go ahead on to get it while I'm going in there to get my little
at
liquor
and
shit.
At the corner
store. They give it out at Walgreens. I'm not like lollipops.
See, I'm not against getting the vaccine. I get it if I'm just if it's just here. Just somebody out there on the thing and I'm walking by and they doing it. I'm just ain't gonna go out my way to get it.
Imagine, Bria, imagine you walking down the street. He like downtown. He like, yo, I'm gonna go to Popeye's real quick.
Yeah.
And they like, they stand outside Popeye's. Yeah. They stand outside Dollar Tree how they give out the Obama phones and be like,
give me the shot, we nigga. Give it a Give me that shot, nigga. Give it right. Put it right here.
Oh go put God. It in there.
Give me the J&J, because I want to get your J&J on the one shot, right?
Yeah, that's what I got.
Give me the J&J, the little bootleg shit.
Yeah, the bootleg shit. That's what I got. I was like, how many times J&J. I got to come
back? Oh
you done got bats, Bria? You done got bats?
I did. I broke down.
Well, you ain't had to break down. I think you would have been good.
You held out?
I did. I held out for a little while, but then I figured they were going to mandate it, so I was like, let me go ahead and do it. So that's why I said I'm shocked, because I thought that it was going to be mandated.
Well, that's what they did at my job. This way, okay, so it's funny. What changed my mind on the mandate, at first I was like, go ahead, Biden, because I'm honestly tired of COVID. And I know, and you know this from previous being on the pod, like, I know niggas ain't going to do right unless you make them. They just not. So
it's
I was
a commie thought.
Yeah, you damn Ruski, but I'm Scott.
You know what
it
is.
I was with it. But then, like, my job sent out. So I'm at Mascara's, and they sent out this letter via email that basically, if you read the letter and you don't have no damn sense, it'll make you think that Biden said you got to go get vax, and if you don't go get vax, you're going to lose your job. But that's not what the letter says. So the way they worded it, I was like, I don't like that. That's playing with fire. Like, don't force people into stuff like that.
Right. Or
like, yeah, like, let them get a...
I just think it's a certain thing about bodily...
Sovereignty
that
Brown Nation, he be having it right there.
Sovereignty,
yeah.
That if you live in a country, we in a free country, a government shouldn't be able to mandate something into your body.
I agree.
A seatbelt, like when they always compare it to the seatbelt shit and this, but that's not you injecting something into your body. So who has control over your body? Well, you see, or the government?
I'm actually on the other end of that, where I agree that the government shouldn't mandate anything, but I don't think they should mandate the seatbelt thing either.
I think that's stupid too. I'm not even gonna lie.
Man, or the car and shit. The way they put it in the law is real sneaky. You gonna learn about that shit, because they ain't got shit to do with. They tied it to
all laws are about control.
Healthcare. They tied it to healthcare, didn't they? With the seatbelt shit.
They do that for every law. It's called pork bellies. The pork belly bill.
Sneaky motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what they do. All laws are about control, right? Because what's the expression? I think it's Roman. Where say without laws we'll have chaos, or something like that, right? So I am not an anarchist or whatever, because I do think anarchy is insane. Like, I think y'all boys are dying 2 days.
The
anarchist is wild.
This
is a dude that used to work at Bottoms Up with us, right? He worked in the kitchen. I don't think he was there when you was there.
Bottoms Up.
He's working at Bottoms Up with us, right? And his name Michael or whatever, and he's an anarchist, and he always like on this like anarchist stuff, and I'm like, bro, you realize like if anarchy actually came about, like people would starve to death. How do you source your food? Oh, you grow it in a garden. Where? I live in the city.
Of people don't know anything about gardening, farming, anything.
Like, Dr. Umar tried to tell y'all to be sharecroppers.
Yeah, that's what Umar want.
Trying to tell y'all.
Excuse me, my brother. That's what Umar want. Umar want you to share.
All the thugs got the guns.
Yo, it was a Umar thing the other day. I don't even know how long ago it was or where it was from, but Umar sitting in the car, and he was like, you show me the snow bunny I done touched. Huh? You show me the flake.
Now, Umar, I know that.
No,
I know.
Yeah, he did.
No, I know them agents. I know the
government. You show me the snow bunny.
The government done sent the white bitch at him, and I bet he fell for it.
That's what he said.
It.
He was like, they might have sent one, but I ain't take the bait.
I don't believe it.
Are you serious, my brother?
I don't believe it.
He was like, Omar was like, come on then. Where she at? Show me the snow bunny. I dropped my seed in. I'm looking at Umar like, what is this?
I love that nigga, man. I love this nigga.
I just saw a video resurface from him on TikTok the other day. I love it.
I love this nigga, man.
Umar, fool.
You know, just let him stay.
You like Umar?
I do. I think he's funny.
We had that episode on here. I think he was on this episode where we talked about the school. We like, man, that nigga ain't never get to school. Guess what, bruh nation? School still ain't open. That was 3 years ago.
He showed us a little video of him walking around some shit.
That was 3 years. That was 4 years ago.
Hey, man, it's hard to get the, it's hard to get the funding for this shit, man.
It takes time.
Man, come on, man.
COVID might have set him back.
COVID might have set him back.
Yeah, you right.
I'm telling you,
COVID set the podcast back, didn't it?
It did, now. But this is a real, this is a real venture. Well, number one,
I don't know what Umar doing, man.
We was about with the podcast and stuff getting set back. That was me sharing. With the podcast stuff getting set back, we was gonna start doing like conventions and stuff like that and touring and stuff.
Festivals, doing that.
Yeah, Blurred Fest. Cool. It was Black Nerd Fest. We're gonna do that in New Orleans. We had got booked for that. Uh-huh. We had got booked for the Women's Expo here in Jacksonville.
Look at y'all.
Had got booked for some other stuff, and then COVID was like, psych. So is it psych your mind or psych your berry?
We say psych your berry down here.
What y'all? Berry?
Yeah.
I've
what
never
you say?
Heard of either of those.
You don't never.
Oh Jesus Christ! Go back to Tallahassee.
What Wait, is real from Orlando though, right? You like from that. Orlando, right?
No.
Where Daytona you was from? Beach. Daytona, that's right. Daytona. We're from Daytona. So like
we
they don't count.
It's like a little
it's a weird mixture of meth and HBCU.
We like 20% from
Why
Daytona.
Is that accurate actually?
Because I know my people live
there.
Yeah,
we like 20% from there.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah, our people from there. They live off Nova. Remember we had that conversation.
Oh, yeah,
I was like,
did.
My auntie
yes.
live off Nova by the police station.
And Daytona so small, every nigga know where it is. Oh, that street there?
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. The school right here. If you come around the corner, make that right there. My auntie don't stay right there, right? Yeah. So that's how I know Daytona is a good mixture of HBCU and meth. Yeah. There ain't shit else. And every now and then it's motorcycles and cars.
Yeah,
that's
they're actually
it.
Trying to save the Bethune-Cookman because I think they're about to shut down or something. They need funding.
Oh, so they tried to blame Biden for the funding thing on the HBCUs because
Why?
HBCU funding got shut from the. Remember Trump? Quote unquote added to the funding, but it was really Obama and it had carried over, right? So what people didn't realize that Trump did was like actually while he was in office saying, look at how I funded the black schools, he cut funding to the black schools. So when it came time for this new budget or whatever, everybody was looking at the budget, and because now people actually look at things, one of the things they noticed was like, oh, the budget for the HBCUs is six million or whatever it was, instead of the 45. And they was like, how did that happen? And they was like, it must be Biden. But Biden's just carrying over the same thing that they gave him last time. Right. The thing is, what really happened was Obama did increase the HBCUs. Trump just let it go.
Everybody need to stop blaming Biden for everything. Because Biden don't know
Biden the reason why gas high.
Biden don't know where the fuck he at. Okay. I don't know when the left is going to admit this. Something wrong with that motherfucker. I don't
he's
think.
He's so old.
Yeah, he's
so
not
old. We knew he was old.
No, it's not that he's old.
Old senile granddaddy is better than old petty granddaddy.
Is that he can't complete sentences.
He can't.
If you watch, it's just sad. It's like.
Well, and they say he had a speech issue, though.
Yeah,
he
has a speech impediment.
That came when he was 80.
That's these Republicans.
Man, how long this nigga had this shit?
These Republicans, bro, they wanted to exploit it.
No, wait, how long did he have this shit? For real?
Since he was a kid.
Because you look at this nigga, was, no, first of all, he was a handsome young man. And he spoke good when back then.
If you look at his story,
I'm not going to look at this cracker story.
I bet, Elephant, you're Republican. I'm sick of you. But listen,
I don't like none of these crackers.
If you look at his story, like, he overcame his speech impediment when he was, like, six. It's a whole thing about...
When he was six.
Yeah, he got...
This nigga's a prophet. What they call them things?
Prodigy.
Prodigy.
Yeah, but listen, he is, though. He's the president of the United States. That's a success. A lot of niggas can't say that.
Yeah.
So
what the fuck is he talking about?
I'll give a nigga accolades.
What are we talking about?
How dare y'all give somebody accolades?
Wait. Do you think it was a success that Barack Obama was president?
Yes, anybody that becomes president is a success.
But I'm just saying, you do know that.
It don't matter if somebody put him there or not.
No, it does. That does have a lot.
They chose you.
I know, but it has a lot to do with it.
Why they pick your black ass?
Because I didn't come from that cloth. It's a reason why they picked these people.
What cloth? A white mom and a Kenyan dad from Missouri.
It's a they're groomed.
Was that a kente cloth?
They're groomed for that.
Yeah, they knew Obama. They placed him from high school, middle school, all the way up up until the point where he could be president.
But it's still rare. Like, right. That's somebody.
I mean, it's not trying to diminish it. It's a great accomplishment.
I mean, it's not really rare if the system pick you.
No, it is. We call it rare. Because even if the system pick you, let's go with what the crazy shit you're saying, where they literally pick individuals to be president. It's still, they are not picking multiple niggas. Right. They're picking like two people.
Right. That they want you to have.
They're picking two people.
Yeah.
Trump wasn't picked. That's to me. So
Trump is the rare one.
Yo,
to me.
But here's my thing.
He's like Ross Perot. So he's more rare. Trump, can you admit that Trump is more rare than Obama?
No, Trump is like Ross Perot. So this is what I'm saying. I agree with you. So
Trump more rare than Obama.
Hear me out. Hear me out. Here's what I say. I think it's just a detriment to regular presidents. They want to, like, this is one of those arguments that I think is two-sided and contradictory. Like, we can't say that the elites have absolute control of everything, and they pick everybody from the time they get to college to blah, 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 to be whatever, and then Trump won.
No.
It can't be both ways.
No, it's a
either
difference.
The vote
yes,
real
it can.
Or
yes,
it's not.
Yes, it can. Let me tell you how or whatever, because we know how it's two different sizes. It's the Democratic what that shit is, the DNRC, the DR,
the RNC do the same shit the DNC
and they
do.
Did, and they tried to do it, but the difference is the DNC, our Trump was Bernie, and what did the DNC do? They cheated Bernie. If you go say they didn't cheat him, then I don't know what we're gonna talk about.
But
they cheated Bernie. But the RNC said we gonna ride with this shit.
But
so
not,
yes, it's still
but
the
that's
system.
That's not my argument. My argument is
it's still the system.
No, my argument it's not the system.
Because the RNC let Trump ride instead of cheating him like we did Bernie.
No, either the voting is real or it's not.
No.
So
no,
hold
no,
on.
No,
Wait.
Hell no.
When you have primaries, listen to me now, because this is a contradictory argument.
I'm listening.
When you have a primary, if we go to vote for the primary, the Republicans and the Democrats go into the same booth. They use their tickets are printed on the same thing. The DNC not printing different tickets than the RNC. It's the same tickets made by the supervisor of elections. For each individual's county, we talked about how voting, we've had the episode where voting is secure because each county comes up with their own process, right? And there's no in-betweens. When you do primary elections, primaries in Florida all happen at the same time. Every county runs it, and it's for the Republicans, it's for the Green Party, it's for the Democrats. They're all on one sheet. The only difference is if you're a Democrat, you get printed this sheet. If you're a Republican, you get printed this sheet. However, the printing of the sheet is not by the DNC or the RNC. So either the voting is real or the voting is fake. If we're selecting people, if it's the people are chosen, then that means voting is fake. And it's chosen. If the voting is real, then people voted for these people. It might suck that Bernie ain't get elected.
No.
But
No. Okay, everybody out there in Bruh Nation, listen,
real bad for real. She's trying to figure it out.
No. Everybody out there in Bruh Nation, go and look up. There's plenty of articles about this shit about how the DNC cheated Bernie.
Now, if you want to say about media, they didn't give them the funding, they didn't put the money behind them. Yeah, then I get you that.
Because it's way.
I feel like it's a really thin line between both. I'm
because yeah.
I mean, yeah, for sure.
Way more really stuff goes into the voting system than just you going to pick a vote. It's way more stuff goes
absolutely, but when
like with the Russian shit, what they did,
the robots.
You can't say that if it's a vote, then there's a vote, and then say the Russians interfere with the elections.
No, but
all of that shit.
Hold on,
I'm not. I'm just saying all of that shit.
It do, but
matters.
That's what I'm saying. Like if you want to that now, if people want to say that the DNC didn't back Bernie properly,
it's not that. Not
and
only
then
that.
Put the didn't want him to win. I can agree with all that because the RNC didn't want Trump to win. And they didn't put money behind him.
They actively did shit to stop Bernie.
And that's fine too. If you want to say that they actively did things like campaign against him, try to sabotage his campaign and shit like that. I agree with all that. Because Bernie is
too radical.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. For a Democrat.
We need radical.
But see, and this is why I think, hear me out on this argument. This is why I think Bernie actually didn't win based on votes.
Why?
Because I think most Democrats are closer to Republican than they are to being like liberals. So my thing is, I don't think, I heard a bunch of black men say, I can't vote for Bernie. Mm-hmm. Older black men, middle-aged black men, like Alonzo.
But why?
Exactly.
Well, Alonzo is a Republican.
Right, but he didn't fuck with Trump. My thing is, like, he was like, I couldn't vote for Bernie, though. He was saying, if Bernie get elected, I can't vote for him.
And he would prefer to vote for Biden?
Alonzo wouldn't vote for Biden or Bernie.
Q say this all the time on No Static Podcast. And Q done said this a million times or whatever. Like, we don't realize how conservative the black American, African Americans are. They're really conservative. And so are white Democrats. Mm-hmm. Most of being like this radical liberal who want to give health care for all and all that, most people don't feel like that. People feel like, okay, well, yeah, I'm going to vote for Biden over Trump because that makes sense. Mm-hmm. But then when you say, well, why don't you vote for this Andrew Yang dude who want to give you $1,000 a month? No, I ain't doing that. That's crazy. You got
to
go
work.
It doesn't
make sense to me.
Yeah, it's like they have a conservative
thought.
When
Biden came out and everybody like put him as the chosen one, I was like,
I hated that shit.
What?
The Washington Post.
So weird.
The Washington Post got it. Oh, shit, I'm going to drink a can.
Yeah, you need to chill out. You need to goddamn chill out.
What? Yeah.
That would have been the funniest shit in Brothers in history.
The Washington Post.
If you would have picked up that calendar and pulled it down, boy.
The Washington Post and the BBC, these two articles that I had read the best, they got good information about, they say Elizabeth Warren and Donna Brazile both agree that Clinton's rigged the Democratic race in out of the favor of Bernie and into the Clinton favor.
16?
Yeah. Go look at that, read that, because there's more to it than just going into a booth and voting.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers is slick. This is a machine.
That's why I said it's a
goddamn
thin
machine.
Line.
Let's talk about that white bitch that cut you off. Fuck this hoe, man. Who this hoe is? What, man? I just learned that we get stuck on topic, so I try to move it along.
So this white lady cut me off. I talked about this on Mental Health Mornings or whatever. Mm-hmm. White lady cut me off. I don't know why she cut me off. She didn't cut me off. I'm trying to get on the highway. When you merge onto the highway, it ends, right? The lane ends. So the lane over, bitch. Yeah. You ain't going to let me in? The space was there to let me in. She tried to speed up, so I merged in. Mm-hmm. So she inched up right behind my bumper, like this close behind my bumper, like less than an inch. Then blew the horn, then got on the side of me and looked at me with a Karen face. So I looked at her back, like, bitch, if the car will stop, I'll rob you. Right? Yeah. Like that. Right?
I just slowed down about 40 on the expressway.
Right, so, like, all I was saying on the show was, like,
you should have braked.
Yeah, I should have braked. Mm-hmm. Oh, I would have been straight. I need a new car anyways. My shit be rattling.
Your license good, too?
All the way.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, and I got full coverage.
There you go.
You got full coverage on that little shit out there?
Yeah, why not? Why not? Yeah. See, but electric car's so expensive to get fixed. I got to have full coverage. Yeah,
right, if your ass don't get a goddamn Tesla, your next car.
I was going to get a Tesla. First of all, I was about to get a Tesla when Janae fixed my credit. Shout out to Janae Credit Goat. When Janae fixed my credit. I was going to get a Tesla. I got approved, pre-approved and everything. And I went there. And number one, they cost too damn much for an electric car. It costs too much.
It's a nice car.
It is
It's really a phone.
Let me talk y'all out of a Tesla.
It's a media device.
Now, Tesla, if y'all want to sponsor the show by giving me a Tesla, and we'll talk good about it all the time. Mm-hmm. But let me talk y'all out of Tesla real quick.
Oh, goodness.
Number one. You have to charge fast. Like, you got a plug charge. But if you want to rapidly charge your car, like 30 minutes or whatever, 45 minutes, you have to charge at a charger station, a Tesla station. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it's not going to, like, charge.
You work on the avenues. There's a lot of them out there.
Right. Also, with your charger station for your Tesla or whatever, that when you're out and about charging or whatever, if you leave your Tesla on too long, it charges your credit, like your account. You have to put a card on file to buy a Tesla. Like, that's how you charge your car.
It's the future, baby.
I mean, get started yet. Yeah.
I mean, it sounds crazy now, but this might be the future.
Future it'll be normal.
Because,
right,
like,
now,
you put your key fob to the thing, right? Uh-huh. And you put your key fob to the thing so it knows what Tesla it is, and your Tesla has an account. So then you plug it in, and then it charges. If you're not off that station in a certain amount of time, it charges you extra money. Like, up to, like, hundreds of dollars. If you've been
when
just
I already
down.
Paid this much for this car
yeah,
already?
Yeah,
well, I guess the people that have it is the middle class, so they like, yeah, you got it.
The range is nice for city driving. Like, it's good range, like 300 miles, 400 miles.
For your shit.
But, if I want to go, like, out of town, I got to rent a car. Because
well, unless you get the new Tesla.
Now, if you live in California,
them really pricey.
Everybody out there in California or wherever you at in some metropolitan area, it's charging stations everywhere. You ain't going no damn way anyways. Mm. I live in the South.
Yeah. Mm.
So say we went to see the solar eclipse in Charleston, South Carolina. Ooh. Right? It was amazing. It was a beautiful thing. It's life-changing. If you can, the next solar eclipse, I don't know what year, cuz you can look it up, but it's in Arkansas. We going. You come with us.
Sure.
This is one of the greatest experiences. Me, Ka, Anna, it was a great experience. Yeah.
But you ain't shit.
What
I just remember all the stuff we've been talking, all the shows he been gone that he could have been Googling.
Yeah.
It's so much
intern
shit.
Bud.
You know how much wrong shit we done said on here?
How is he?
I just got off the phone with Bud earlier,
oh my
man.
Goodness.
How much wrong shit we
done
said?
A whole bunch of bullshit. Bud used to keep us straight.
What?
You left? Bud left. Oh, Matt, man. I mean, I miss you, but it don't matter that you're on the show or not.
Total Eclipse is 2024.
2024, that's not even that long from now. And it's in Arkansas, right?
Yes.
Where it's at yet.
I think it's in Arkansas.
Don't do me like the Jazz Fest. Let me know.
No, yo, if I would have, listen, we went to see Trombone Shorty, right?
I don't like you.
No, no, not at the new Jazz Fest. I'm talking about when we went. Okay. We went to see Trombone Shorty. Mm-hmm. We had a blast. It was good, right? So, oh, shout out Asha. But we went to see that. So I immediately should have thought about you for Jazz Fest this time around because I'm on some like, Single life, right?
But I got to show you how to thought out here,
boy. Well, I don't know how to thought.
I got to show you how to thought. Well,
we talked about this before. Bro, when I was here.
My thought level is horrible. You hear me?
Yes, because I'm jealous of you. I'm married. You know, being married turns you into a little creepy ass motherfucker. Because every time I see a little bit of skin, I'm like, yeah, what that is?
Because you're married, you in a cage.
Yeah, I can't even touch it, but hey, what that is?
Bro, these streets
that look like an areola right there.
These streets trash.
That's a low-hanging blouse,
you
bitch.
Would think
can
that.
You, can you thot in Jacksonville? Can you?
You can thot in Jacksonville. It just depends on like what you're trying to do while you're thotting. Can you date in Jacksonville? No.
Man, see, okay. No, wait. It is a lot. It is way more good women out here than good niggas.
In the world, yes.
In Jacksonville, too.
No, in not Jacksonville. In Jacksonville. No. Let me tell you why I disagree with you in Jacksonville.
No.
Because, like,
Bria, you live there.
Dating.
I know.
Yeah.
That's why I disagree with you.
Dating is booty.
But that tells me a lot.
And this nigga ain't been dating. You've been married to Kendra for how many years? Boy, you better get it right. She might be watching.
Look, I just seen a picture of us from like 2008 or 2009.
Uh-huh.
So I ain't gonna count.
Been, when I'm saying how long you been married?
2015. So
okay,
6 years.
So 6 years you've been married. So you've been married to Kendra. Shout out intern Stephanie Storm in the background.
Sound like a lawnmower. Thought a nigga was cutting grass around the corner. I swear I thought a nigga was cutting grass out there. So.
Shout out to intern Stephanie. But you've been married 6 years. So you've been out of the game. And you've been with Kendra forever. So you've been out the game a long
time. These little
whole
savages out here.
Boy, this ain't nothing to play with out here, boy. Yeah.
Every bitch eating pussy and they come right up to you like, what's up with that dick? they'll fuck you.
I haven't experienced that yet. I'm disappointed that I haven't experienced
They like dudes now. They'll fuck you 5 times and have no feelings for you.
That's true.
Back in my days, if I fuck a bitch 5 times.
Like, what?
I still can't believe that.
If I fuck 5 times, bitch, you in love with me.
Right.
Yeah, but these new chicks, seriously? Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's horrible, bro.
It's the sexual revolution.
It's horrible. Now I don't know how Tallahassee is. Tallahassee seems like it would be childish because it's too many college kids.
It's just boring.
Yeah,
it's
ain't nothing
like
to
a
do.
Family place.
Yeah, ain't nothing
There's
to nothing do.
Oh, it'll change.
Like it's horrible.
Well, that's because why would Bria be on the campus of fam wilding out?
Yeah, no.
Like what?
Well, see, this is what I'm saying. This is what the good women are doing in Jacksonville or whatever. Because we look at the good women ain't out. In these streets,
the
like
good
that.
Women ain't out in Jacksonville. You got to go somewhere else. Maybe Atlanta.
Yeah, I don't believe it.
Because, bro, like, there's a mentality in, as a whole. I don't know why this turned into tough love, but there's a mentality as a whole, matter of fact, we'll turn this into a social political issue, a social issue.
I mean, it is. It's
the
black
JT, Young Miami shit, the city girl shit. That's what's going on.
JT is with Lil Uzi, and they are happy.
Bro, let me tell you something. City girls.
Oh,
okay. Everybody want to be the city girls. Mm. Everybody on No Static Podcast. Y'all make sure y'all listen to Hater Bear Media's own No Static Podcast. Q made a great point. We was talking about the Summer Walker album. And
love Summer Walker.
Oh my God.
Jesus
Christ. Jesus crackers, boy. Lord. I love a lot of things about Abril.
Lord, have
Jeez
mercy.
And crackers, Summer.
Them fake titties work
but,
for
But her. You know what, though? Gotta be careful. She give her kid honey, and I was like, brother, baby can get salmonella. You can't just be giving your kid honey like that. Oh. She was like, you don't have to do. She crazy. Like, when you listen to her, she real deal crazy. She picture of her, and the bed had crates up under it. I'm like, why your bed got crates? You a millionaire.
If any bitch,
what's going on?
Wait, what?
Yeah, her bed was on crates.
Why?
I don't know.
If any bitch got.
Most people ain't noticed because they were just looking at her body. I looked around that room. I want to see if you got.
And she got money.
You're a millionaire.
If any bitch is a stripper, but is antisocial and what they call them?
Anxiety, social anxiety.
Got social anxiety, mm-hmm. But you a stripper. That's a complex of two things. That'd be crazy as fuck.
Red flag.
Paradox.
Yeah. Red flag.
Yeah.
But so. So we was talking about her song and JT on the song. And the song just basically like, I think it's called He Your Ex for a Reason or something
they try
like
to
that.
Redo it. They try to give you that My Boo feeling. You know, right. Last night, I think.
Yeah. But it don't feel like that. Yeah. It don't feel like that. So, damn. Wow. I was trying to throw
that's
something.
A piece of paper. Yeah.
I folded it. I was going to, you know what I'm saying? But it, no, I'm so glad Bria back. Yo, we just bring out the degenerate in Bria. Like, you want to throw this orange juice bottle at that bitch? Throw this orange juice bottle at
that's heavy enough. I
mean. But, but no, like, we was, the Q was saying, like, when the last time these women been in love? So how you writing love songs and you ain't been in love?
These bitches easy. Fall in love real easy.
JT
bro.
Writing songs about scamming. That's what she doing.
I know, but she in love with Lil Uzi.
You think so?
Lil Uzi, man. Lil Uzi scamming.
She's scamming Lil Uzi. She's scamming Lil Uzi. Because I don't trust her. She say every nigga she fuck with, she scam. I'm going by your words, not mine. So I just think it's the...
That's what she used to do. That's what they did when they were broke bitches. They're not broke no more. Yeah. See, they should have sped it up. It's too slow.
I don't like the cut. And I love Summer Walker. I basically worship the ground she walk on, but that's not the cut.
But yeah, they rich now, so they not finna be out here scamming motherfuckers.
But yeah, maybe so. But my point is, though, if you write in love... The reason why love songs hit back in the day... from a man or a woman, it's because people actually fell in love. These cats ain't falling in love.
Not nowadays.
They don't fall in love. They just know what to say. Yeah, like, what are you talking about?
That's how I feel.
It's fake love. They think they in love.
It ain't
real. No. Yeah,
cuz. Everybody just say love.
Yeah, they say that, but they're not in love. When last time you think JT or Young Miami been in love? Or Bad Baby?
Not none of the young motherfuckers. All the old motherfuckers.
If ever.
Yeah, if ever. That's what Q was saying. So, like, that's the thing. So, like.
Who young and in love out here that's famous?
Nobody. And that's what I was saying. So, what
that. A couple.
So, you were talking about nuclear family. What that do to the dynamic of the black family? Like, the relationships when everybody, it's all a game. Matter of fact, we ain't got to, you can see it on social media. Like, it's funny that you're toxic. People embrace that. Oh, I'm so toxic. Ha, 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 ha.
Like, I tell you, man, society getting fucked up.
Bro, we doomed.
Yeah. Or maybe it's, I don't like to say that because then I seem like the old.
Oh, we are old, the old.
I was going to say, I prefer the old.
But, but I know, but we got to realize, we got to recognize that shit evolves. And the generation before us would say that we
thing.
Toxic.
That's
so
true.
I try
but
to
it
avoid.
Was right, though. It's a slow deterioration of the society as a whole.
But no, it keeps going back, though. Every generation before would say this is toxic. At some point, some generation wasn't toxic. But it always was a generation behind
them. Yeah, the ones
behind
before
them.
Slavery.
It was a generation behind. It was a generation behind them saying, y'all toxic.
The niggas in Cameroon on the shoreline, my are you serious? My brother. Like, them niggas was not toxic or whatever. Like, yeah, everybody else is toxic.
Because even when it was a nuclear family or whatever, hey, bitches had to shut the fuck up. What they said on to the moon. To the moon,
to the moon,
bitch. That means he gonna knock his wife head clean off up to the moon. And that was on national TV.
Yeah.
Like it was a regular thing. To the moon, bitch. You keep one more word. Mm-hmm. That's what bitches had to deal with in the 50s and the 60s or whatever. Then welfare came and bitches could kick niggas out the house. And I think that's what we have now. Bitches will fuck with any kind of bum ass nigga because they not going to be dependent on a husband or a man no more. In the 50s, they had to be dependent on a man and a husband. So it wasn't just going to, you just weren't going to fuck anybody.
But see, that's, okay, so like we was talking about this. Oh, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. I was saying, I feel like it's, I lost my train of thought.
I was gonna say we were talking about feminism at work, and I was talking about like how feminism is detrimental.
Oh, please let it go before she forget it.
Go ahead,
hold that thought. Go ahead.
I feel like it's a bad mix. So it's one where it's like, you know, the man was the head of the house, and everybody kind of just accepted it. So now we have this, you know, feminism. Every women want to do what they want to do, but I feel like it's kind of detrimental in a sense. I feel like it's not all good. Like everybody thinks it's just gonna be all good, but I don't think
the
it
independent
is.
Woman and don't need a nigga.
I think in some cases it's more detrimental than it is helpful. I understand women wanting to be independent and not being, you know, harassed by men or like being controlled, but where does this stop? Where does it stop? You know,
it's some side effects to the shit.
It is.
Even if it ain't more detrimental, maybe it's a little something in there.
Yeah.
Something.
Well,
in there.
Even my super progressive ass think it's detrimental because I don't like the dynamic of I don't need a man to exist. Mm-hmm. I don't like that dynamic. Because you know something that's never been uttered by men ever? Because mm-hmm. I've heard, not all women, but I'm saying women from this side of the argument, I've heard them say, we don't need a man. Mm-hmm. Or what, as the great philosopher Webby once said, I-N-D-E-P-E-D-E-N-T. Do you know what that mean, man? Mm-hmm. So, you know what a man's never said? I don't need a man. I don't need no woman. Women.
That's not true.
But no, we say fuck hoes.
Yeah.
But a good woman. Yeah.
Oh.
We never said that. Her. Yeah, we might say F. Or even we might say F women. I ain't messing with no woman
fuck
right
now. Fuck a hoe. Fuck a hoe.
But we've never had in a words movement. Of juvenile. Feminism is a movement of
bump men.
Bump I'm men. We don't have a bump women.
And why do I say they want to do that, cuz?
Because they want them for themselves. I don't blame them. They fine.
Pussy for themselves.
Yeah, they right.
I can't blame them.
You know I ain't believe Tank
that is
on
not
that?
True.
Let me tell you something. I ain't believe Tank on that.
That's not true.
Until I seen this stud with a beard on TikTok telling women. I just want y'all to know Bria laughing. Now, okay, we going to delete this later so she can be the president.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
But I said stud with a beard. And you would have thought I was talking to a baby and say poopy.
Cause stud was enough. I'm sorry.
Stud with a beard.
No, with a beard just caught me off guard.
It was like this though, like for real, like a beard.
It was a real boy.
And she was like,
real boy, that girl. But couldn't say nothing wrong with it. If boy dagger still could be used.
I don't know. I think it's derogatory.
I don't think nobody ever said
it. I've never heard anybody get mad out of it.
What?
Bulldagger.
Bulldagger. I don't think nobody got mad at it.
You don't know what a bulldagger is? Where are you from? You ain't never been around a Nova. Because my auntie would have said bulldagger real fast.
I was very sheltered. You know this.
Yeah. So I was going to say, my auntie would have been like, look at that bulldagger right now.
Until y'all tell me I can't say bulldagger, I'm going to use it.
Let me ask you a question. You ain't never have... Okay, hold on. Four parts to this or whatever. A bulldagger is a term that old black men and women use for lesbian studs.
Oh, okay.
It was bulldaggers. Bulldagger.
Right?
It's been bulldagger.
Okay.
Like since forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like, damn, I don't want to. Okay. So, anywho, old term. Now, what Cub was saying, and I didn't believe him, so I seen this stud with a beard. Say, you can wake up for that though. And cut the phone off. And roll over. And go back to sleep. And look at the smart face.
Niggas' brains is made.
Made
for that,
for
shit.
That shit. Yeah, ain't it? But, yeah. But I seen a stud on TikTok. She was like, ladies, clearly a feminist stud too. Mm-hmm. Was like, men don't want a wife, a girlfriend, a lover, a bae, a boo. They want their mamas that they can have sex with.
I've heard this said so many times.
Not a fan of that. At all, mm-hmm. Because I feel like that's not true at all. It's a very broad brush to paint.
Well, we want a chick with a motherly aspect because we want them to raise our kids. So I think she confusing the shit.
But see, that's what I'm saying. Like, to me, I feel like we get instilled from our moms what a woman should be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or you be like me and don't have no mom, and it came from my grandma.
Or the daughter. That's why I try to be a stand-up right. girl around my daughter. Because right. she get an aspect of how a man
should be. Should right. Be. And they daddy's girls, right?
Okay, when you say it like that, it's different. But I understand what she was saying, because a lot of men, they like, well, they want the woman to be like their mom. But I guess we view it differently from y'all.
Yeah, but
like,
see,
we
that's
think
the
about
thing.
It differently
yeah.
from the way
I don't
she
like the way
it.
She said it.
No,
yeah,
she
the
did
way
it like
she said it
purpose.
Is kind of like
but
the
see,
derogatory.
That's my point. She did it like that on purpose because... Yeah. Tank said earlier in the show, all you women are eating pussy. So, what he meant by that
the new
generation.
Chicks.
But what he meant by that is the same reason why I think this particular individual said this, which is they think now, okay, women are more free as far as bi-ness or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, these feminist, lesbian, studdish women that promote this agenda feel like if I push men out and make men look so bad and so detrimental, then I can push up on Brill. Because you know men are bad, but I'm not a man.
Oh.
And there's nothing wrong. This is natural.
This is
natural. This is regular.
Okay,
I'm not a man.
Okay,
I mean, okay. I'm kind of like masculine or whatever. You can be with me.
Oh, Jesus
yeah,
Christ.
But y'all do. But all feminists aren't. Gay.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, the ones who 90, pushing these 90%.
The ones who are person is.
First of all, a rest
of
high
percentage.
It's
a high percentage, though.
When you said.
Who?
No, that's two different things. Never mind.
What is it?
Nothing.
All the old
guys. They don't have an agenda.
If it's him.
Like, gay people, the LGBTQ.
I don't think feminism and LGBTQ is two separate things.
But
I don't think the LGBTQ have an agenda outside of.
They
want
to make it regular.
They want to make it regularly accepted.
Yeah,
right.
Taking dick up their ass regular. That's what Nas X is pushing or whatever when he on there kissing these dudes. And
he's just being very blunt with it. But right.
No, I mean that's
their agenda.
That's who
just
you,
like
that's
the
who
black
you are.
Agenda
so
is for y'all to let us walk down the street without shooting us in the back of the head or choking us.
But the conflict comes when a nigga like me don't want to see a nigga like you.
Right.
I'm not one that's actively going against them niggas, so do what you do. Right. But I do block everything Nas X related coming down my goddamn timeline. Right. I think I finally done fixed it. Facebook finally said, you don't fuck with this nigga. We not gonna put no more Nas X shit on your girl. But do what you do, nigga.
But do what you do. I don't wanna see it.
I wanna see the nigga dancing on the devil with his little fit ass.
I didn't
this nigga in shape like a motherfucker. Boy, little Nas X probably whoop my ass. Oh.
Gay dudes
can fight. Nah, he's too small. He's too small though. But what they gotta realize though, hey man, weight matters. Nigga, you weigh like 150, 160, I'ma fuck you up.
Not if you know what you're doing.
This nigga don't know karate.
How you know?
You sure? He got time.
They be knowing. This nigga
don't know goddamn Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
I saw it when I was in high school.
This nigga neck.
First of all, Brea right. Go ahead, Brea.
I saw it when I was in high school. There was this dude. He was gay. They kept picking on him. And nobody thought he could fight. And then he got into a fight one day. He pulled out a blade.
Them niggas got retarded shrimp. They got Down syndrome shrimp. Like,
if,
what I mean,
people with Down syndrome do be strong.
Yes, because
oh my god,
it come from somewhere else.
I was not expecting that.
For the power of God,
them gay niggas, they got this built up energy,
and God, that's how you know God. That's why you know God actually loved them because He
God
protected them. He protected them by giving them extra strength. He didn't give me no extra strength. He made me fat and out of shape and a six.
People with Down syndrome.
That's why it's hard for me to pull right now.
People with Down syndrome don't get offended because I equated that with retardedness. It's just words. None of this shit matters. It's just words.
Uh-huh. Same thing. You agree with that? See, I miss Brea. Because you know what Brea is? Brea is tank, but it's less offensive. like for real. Like, Brea is tank, but less offensive. Like,
you break down my ratchet shit.
You know what would have been perfect?
That makes sense.
Because it's just what's really getting on my nerves with this generation. Everybody is so sensitive. And everybody feels like they have to be backing something. Like, I'm in this position and I'm not budging. And if you're not with it, then I hate you and you are this and you are that. I'm going to call you a name, even though I haven't called you a name just because I don't agree with your position. Everybody's so sensitive. You say one little thing and it just blow up. It's so annoying.
You don't have the right to not be offended. If somebody offends you, people are like, oh my God, hey, man,
you
hey.
Said this and I'm offended. I'm like,
I feel like deal with it. Yeah, deal with it. Because we were talking about that about the Dave Chappelle thing, and I was like,
yes, I can't wait to watch it.
I don't want to cancel the nigga.
It's trash.
I don't. It's not funny at all.
I know his new stuff is not funny.
It's not funny.
It's
kind of
depressing.
It's too woke.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't think it's too woke. I just think he's pushing this like I'm just going to go up here and talk. Nigga, do jokes.
Well, I don't like
tell the jokes.
I don't like the comedy that's like Blackish. Like Blackish got some funny moments, real funny shit. But for the most part, it's like I could see through what you're trying to do. You're trying to get a message out, and it's too obvious. That's what the Dave Chappelle shit.
But why don't people want it to be obvious? Why?
No,
I live in this like illusion.
I want you to do it. Like the Rock episode when the drug dealer came to the neighborhood and was selling dope in his hood and Rock choked the nigga up against the goddamn dope. It was a message in that, but it wasn't so fucking like, don't do drugs, kids. Every gender is equal.
Okay.
It's okay to be gay. It's okay. I don't want to see that messaging. Just do a fucking show. Yeah, damn it. And
I want to see the message.
Like everything has a message.
I disagree with that though. I want to see
too.
The message.
Yeah,
no,
I want
to
see the
because
I hate
I want it to be obvious. That's the point.
Yeah, I want it to be obvious because these niggas dumb. Like everybody can't pick up on
subtleties.
But that's
why they gotta make it obvious.
Yeah, it gotta be obvious.
But then it's
people
not
are
funny.
Legit
when it's,
ignorant.
It don't matter. Yeah, it don't matter. If you're trying to make a message, the
okay,
message ain't funny.
This is not my
don't watch that shit.
Not my type of TV.
Yeah, don't watch that shit. Don't watch that shit.
I like
watch
Red Fox.
I about to say, yeah, watch Sanford the Son.
I love Sanford.
Ain't no messages in Sanford the Son, though.
Yes, it is.
Yes, there is. What you mean?
I just seen the clip where Sanford was, he had a black doctor come in there, a dentist come in there, and he was like, hey man, who the fuck is you? He got a white doctor to come there because Sanford didn't want the nigga doing it because he like, nigga, I don't know where you got your education from.
Right.
The white doctor came in there. He like, man, this too complicated. I'm going to get the head of surgery to come do this. The black dude walked right back up in there.
Exactly.
And was like, hey, Mr. Sanford. Mm. And that's the way you do messaging. Yes. It's clever. There's no cleverness added to this other shit.
Yeah.
I feel like that's a very direct message, though. I don't think that's clever. I just think it just feel better. But it's like, that's very direct. This black, you thought this white guy was better, but this black guy's better. Ha ha.
Yeah, so but it was different. The way that they did it is different.
It's
the
just
way they're
doing
it now.
Man. These, like, first of all, have y'all watched cartoons?
Yeah.
Yo, okay. So do you think these kids going to understand some shit like that? They wouldn't understand that either.
I'm not. Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Mm. You shouldn't be trying to put a message to these kids. Just do a show. I don't like programming.
And
like,
these kids aren't dumb. Yeah. The kids know. The adults are the ones that are ignorant. The kids know what's going on.
You ain't doing a sitcom to send a message to kids. You trying to be an actor. Do you want to be an activist?
Yes.
Or you want to make a good show?
I agree.
Because if you want to be an activist, then all right, then make an after school special. Give me a good show, goddamn.
Right.
Now, I put your messages in your show. Do what you want with your show. It's freedom of speech. If you don't like your messages in your show, don't watch it. It's a whole bunch of niggas that will.
No, right. No, because I
can't
like
listen to Tank. Tank was about to drink a candle. Okay, I'm
again?
Not listening to
about
nigga
do it again?
No, oh. But one time's enough. I'm not listening to a nigga that drink candles.
You don't listen. Who does that? You don't listen. Listen to people with credentials, anyways.
I disagree with that too.
If you don't have enough credentials, then I don't know what you studied. I don't know.
Means
how
to, nothing. That's why. That's
no,
why
no. I'm, studying means something because if I know that you got
I'm
not going to talk to a therapist that hasn't went to school.
Oh, yeah.
Or whatever, unless you have a clientele and I can see the work that you've done.
Yes, and you have results.
Then
and
okay,
yes.
But if you just somebody that just talking and shit. I don't. Why would I listen to you? And I don't know your credentials or nothing you done did.
I don't even like listening to people.
If you got a degree, then I know you done studied this shit.
That's what I'm about to say. Like, cause you know what happens is
Oprah. That bitch ain't got no degree in so.
That's what I'm about to say. But you know what? Well, you know what happens is a bitch goes to school and pass with D's. And get their degree.
So
and then they help fuck you up.
Right.
Like, well, I got a thing on the wall. That's it. I'm certified to help fuck
you
up.
I actually just saw an example of that on TikTok. My cousin sent me this video of this guy. He's a therapist. He's a black guy. And he was talking about something about relationships. And then, like, towards the end of his whole video, he was like, that's why black men don't like black women. And then he, like, kept going on this thing. And I was like, this is how you, this you're a therapist? And this is what you say? And then he didn't like, qualify what he was saying. He didn't, like, look for a solution to it. He just like was like, this is why black men don't like black women. But you're like giving
the
advice
therapist
to people
right
as a therapist. That's so inappropriate.
But you know,
to say
therapy,
and that shows
such
your
a
bias.
Weird thing though, because like Bria could be your therapist if she's willing to give the time or space or energy that you need for it. Because to me, I feel like therapy is one of those things everybody need it. But that's because everybody needs somebody to talk to or whatever. So you have to find somebody who you can get your vibe. Because I done talked to therapists that I'm like, yo, I'm not talking to you. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't like white therapists. But that's not because I'm racist. That's just, I don't think you can.
How are they going to relate?
Yeah, you can't relate to what I got going on or if I tell you something. So I don't vibe with a white therapist. Mm-hmm. So every time I go to a white therapist, I'm like, nah, but what makes it really hard, there aren't a lot of black therapists.
There aren't.
And then your insurance don't cover the black ones. Mm-hmm. So then what you supposed to do? Yeah. So it's like one of those things, like, yeah, you got a little degree or whatever, but I don't want, like, you know what white therapists like to do? Give you pills.
I'm just talking about these niggas that's online listening to B. Simone and
all these random people.
Just anybody that's the city girl effect. That's just like these girls listen to JT and they like, oh, I'm a scammer nigga.
Yeah, like these motherfuckers philosopher. You should look at all of these motherfuckers just how you tell niggas to look at me. You be like, nigga, I ain't listening to this nigga.
I ain't listening to that nigga.
Don't listen to none of these niggas because none of them are better than me. And well, I don't give a fuck what they done been through. They ain't got more knowledge than me if you ain't been through the shit to get the knowledge.
Like,
or whatever. You don't
humans.
Know what the fuck I know.
Yeah,
or whatever.
We're all
y'all
humans, you know, just as much as I do. I can't do it. I can't do therapy either. I don't know why.
Right.
No, I promote other people doing it if it's gonna help them.
Yeah.
But I just can't do it myself.
You don't
I think
got no
I
issues,
prefer,
I got issues. I need therapy.
I'm just saying I prefer to talk to somebody who I know loves me and knows me. I would prefer to talk to somebody like that.
That must be
why
a woman thing because I tell random bitches all about deep shit.
Really?
Yeah, because I ain't gonna never talk to them again.
That
so
is
it's
a male
easier.
Thing.
It's
I've
easier
heard
to
that
talk
a
to a stranger about shit because it's the same reason why they do confessionals because it's like you know you can get all that shit out and you ain't gonna see them again. Mm-hmm. I can't tell Kent, be like, hey, Kent, hey, tonight when we get down, look, hell, put a finger in my ass. It ain't gonna work. She's gonna be looking at me weird at the, not saying I want a finger in my ass. Example.
That is not a therapist topic.
No, I'm saying that's an example of.
You sure? Something. Sound like you need to talk to therapist to me.
It's an example of something embarrassing that you might expose to your person, and they look at you different. So that's why you don't want to say too much to somebody that you know like that. So you say it to a stranger.
Yeah.
You know?
For me, it has to do with, like, intimacy. I'd rather, like, you know, talk to somebody that I'm like, knows me intimately. I know them, and I can trust them.
So you got any issues, Bria? It seems like you got a good childhood or whatever. Anybody fuck
everybody
you up?
Everybody got issues.
You ain't got to tell me what happened. Don't tell me about the uncle that did this or that. Oh. Somebody fuck you up.
Like, what?
Wait a minute.
Now, statistically, he would be correct, though, Bria.
Statistically, yes. Yeah. No. Yeah.
But hopefully not.
Yeah, I bet through some things.
A warning before a fire.
Bria said she been through some things.
But these home associates, look, fuck y'all what they call them?
HOA.
Fuck y'all HOAs. Don't give me a notation about my trash being out there. Bitch, y'all took the trash up yesterday. What if I was out of town or something?
Man.
Talking about the trash still out there. You got a notation.
You should have.
If I was out of town and they came on a Friday to get the trash, what the fuck I'm going to do? That shit going to be there.
Oh, that's true.
I'm going to text my wife back. Tell them.
HOA is trash.
How much is a citation for leaving your trash?
It ain't no. Is it a citation before a fine? Tell them to suck.
Oh my God.
Hey, he right though.
I would never get on the HOA. Never.
But
that's too much control.
It is.
If I'm buying a house,
but you know that's how they
have that much control over what I just bought. It's mine.
Or paint, or make,
right.
Or whatever.
You gotta like ask them whatever you want to do.
They really don't. They be scaring niggas like my wife who just straight by the book and shit. Like she had to go through them to get the fence put up. And all that. I like if we just put up a fence,
what they gonna do?
What the fuck is they gonna do?
You gonna tell me to take
they,
it down?
They could,
no,
they could do this. Nigga, no. They gonna tell us who did it and then all right, or but. Just put the goddamn fence up. Fuck them.
Yeah, no, I'm not asking nobody about
But that's why they
mine.
Build these houses in subdivisions, though.
That's
it's
why.
Like you technically don't own your house.
Exactly. No, I'm good.
And you can find me all you want. I don't know when the HOA say they can take your property. I don't think they can.
Hell no, they can just find the shit out your ass.
And then you ain't even got
to pay
no fine. So what they going
to
do?
You have to pay it?
See, my wife's so green.
What they going to do?
See, this is one of the good women out there I be telling you about.
Yeah.
But they green. They don't know shit about the game. They think you got to do everything by the book.
But ain't no Kendras out here. Because I've been in these streets.
Francis, what the fuck is Francis? And I seen her with a diploma type shit on the guy.
Francis is a life coach now. Ashley.
No.
She's a Christian life coach.
Different than Ashley, though.
Ashley, who?
Ashley, we had got my homegirl who I've been friends with like 20 years or whatever.
Oh,
she had started doing a show. Not Ashley.
That's
you
what
know,
I thought she was like.
She
my,
do
I was
Tough
like,
Love.
What?
Yeah, no, my no, friend no. Ashley, she had started doing the show, and she just passed away, actually.
Yeah.
2 weeks ago.
R.I.P.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
In a sleep.
In a sleep.
I'm glad she went there and went to sleep, though.
She just stopped breathing. Yeah. So, yeah.
My friends went to school for some shit. She got, like, some teaching, some classes.
But it was, like, Christian school. I read the thing. It was, like, she's, like, a Christian life coach.
She got some training.
But that's what's up. I'm proud of Francis. That's my dog.
Yeah, that's what's up.
But she's, but I'm, I just said Francis because she's
got a mustache.
She's another good woman.
Who? Ethan got a mustache.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Now, there's, a lot of good women out here, bro.
Bria a good woman.
Yeah.
Bria, you engaged yet?
Engaged.
You in a relationship yet?
Oh my gosh, no.
First of all, Bria is in college. These are the 13 years. Let her just do whatever the fuck
she not in college no more?
I've been out of college.
Oh, shit. It's been a while. I don't know. I'm really like the drunk.
College.
I'm really like the drunk uncle.
You know that baby in college. Uncle Tank, I'm 42. Like, what?
What are you talking about?
I'm 42.
Like, what? Oh, my God.
Oh, boy, that tickled me. I've been crying on
you. But, yeah, Britt, so you're not engaged, not in a relationship yet. And don't listen to the show because I constantly tell you I want to be with you, like, constantly on the, like, live on the air. Every time I mention your name, dead ass, I say, Bria,
you
I miss
stop,
you. I
stop
love
telling
you.
Bitches that you want to be with them. Knock out of your bitch, Bria. That's how I talk. Stop telling these bitches.
Not Bria, though. You I got to tell Bria I want
to
be with them.
You got to tell Bria, hey, man, your hair look all right. But
he ain't lying, though.
Yes.
Bria, okay, before we get out of here, tell me now, because I'm struggling with this. Which do you prefer? Do you prefer a guy that be like, you're so beautiful, Bria. I want to be with you. Let me take you out, blah, blah, blah. Or do you prefer a dude who like don't text you back, be like, what's up, stank? Or be like,
what's up, stank?
Yeah, what's up, stank? Or be like, yo, hell, all right. I like it better the other way. Which one you want?
She going with that nigga.
Heck no. The first one. No.
Bruh, that's, well, I need to go somewhere else.
The thug always wins.
I'm telling you. Every time. Why y'all say that? Bro, let me tell you a quick thing.
Because we live life.
Y'all listen to Tough Love. Y'all listen to Tough Love podcast. Ashley and Zariah had ordered a pizza, right? My laptop was about to die, and I left my charger upstairs. So I got out the studio, went upstairs, grabbed the charger, come down, and put the computer on the charger. I think to myself, because they're managing the show at that point, right? So I say, okay, let me go ahead and get y'all a plate and hand y'all this pizza so y'all can eat the pizza before it get cold. So I did that. The first thing out of Ashley's mouth was, see, that's why you don't get no pussy right there, Anthony.
Yeah.
I said, what? And she was like, yeah, you too nice.
You got to realize, what happened when Bubba was over here, Bubba told that bitch to go out to a car farm.
Yeah, he said, go out to my car and get these blacks.
They're that serious. Hey, you go to my car, get my blacks.
And she played it like, what? And next thing you know, Sly. What? What do I need to... Bria.
I'm sorry. I can't this answer is a that. Bum. I'm confused.
Go upstairs and run my, go run my daughter to the mall.
Like you the errand bitch. Yeah. Hey, look, I got some trash over there.
Go run my daughter to the mall.
I think y'all are talking about specific types of women, though, because that is not every woman.
Mm. Well, you was right. I was just telling you how to get pussy, not how to get a woman. How you get pussy, you do it like that. Be like, Bria, damn, man, your hair was good the other way, man. What the fuck you did?
How does that work?
I don't
know.
That
would not work on me.
I have no idea. Punched in the throat. No, but you know, it won't work on you, Bria, because you was a good woman. But 8 out of 10, just to get pussy,
yeah,
that works.
So, yeah.
Now, to get a good woman,
that's not even in my character.
Good. I know. You got to change your character, boy. This is what you got to do.
You said that on the thread. You was like, boy, you got to change who you is. You're too damn nice. Let me tell you how to do
it.
It depends on what your goal is, though.
Everybody in the guys' chat is telling me how to be an asshole. Right. And I'm like, bro, this sounds horrible.
It is. Oh my god. It's bad shit. It's nothing good about it. Okay.
At all. It sounds awful.
I'm like, all of this sounds awful.
It is. But this is to get your pussy. But to get a good woman, it has to be a mixture of the asshole, but more of just attention to detail.
Bro Nation, how do we come to this? This is, I guess.
I actually agree with that. There has to be like a little bit of that, but like more so.
Because nobody wants to complete. That, I mean, women say they do, but nobody wants to complete good.
Yeah,
nigga.
No. Like you got to have a little bit of something.
But what assholeness? Like what aspect of it?
I'm pretty sure Russell Wilson has some assholeness about him. But the persona that you see,
he's a football player. Russell Wilson's like, now, babe, I'm not complaining, but there's a little too much cream cheese on this cream cheese and lock, okay? You think he doing that?
No. But
we can see Russell Wilson toughness because we can watch Russell Wilson play football.
Playing football.
And we see the toughness of him. So
exactly,
we know it's some
type of roughness there.
Some gringe in there.
Yeah.
All right, babe, you're staying on the phone with that future guy a little too long.
Grudge is the future is too much. Too much toxicity.
Future is, never mind.
And bitches still fuck him. Shout out Future.
You imagine when Future called Russ, Russ, I,
Then he got a song on the radio that played in Orlando like 20 times. And then on the hook, he say, tell Steve Harvey I don't even wanna.
Yeah, I seen that.
I was like, what, this nigga Future is a menace,
boy. Because he was dating Lori Harvey.
I think Lori Harvey.
Was he really?
And Future was like, he Future-futured.
But
he made a song where he say, tell Steve Harvey I don't even wanna.
When a nigga say that means she broke his heart.
Right, exactly. The fact that you had to announce it in a whole song.
Well, Lori Harvey's a hoe, so there's that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I said it.
She's not a hoe.
How many people she done been with?
In a relationship?
Mean what I want it to be. Like that code? That word?
Been in relationships, though.
Like, yeah, but anyway.
Oh, my God.
Move this goddamn candle.
Hey, I ain't going to drink it. You right? Put it over here. Brand Nation, this nigga's about to drink a candle, and it's scented. That nigga never talk again.
Smell good.
That nigga never talk again.
It's going to have a little flavor.
This is it.
Brothers of Podcast. Episode number 147, I think.
It was fun.
The show is so much better with Bria.
Oh.
Bria, it's so much better with you.
Thanks.
I don't know what Brittany got going on, but.
I hope you're okay, Brittany.
She's great, I hope. I mean, I know she got the vid, but she gonna get better.
The vid.
That's what I've been calling it. The vid.
Okay.
The vid is dangerous. Mm-hmm. It's rough out here.
I don't know how I've dodged it like 3 times.
Yo, you been around people that had it 3 times?
Three
you ain't
times,
got it?
Me too. I still never got it.
My daughter had it. I usually get sick from everything that nigga had, but.
Maybe meanwhile.
Both my parents had it and I didn't get it.
I'm about to say, meanwhile, I got it when it first came out. Shit. Like, nigga be like, well, I had that when it first came out. Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
My parents did too.
Yeah, I had when it first came out, I got it coaching basketball with Anna. That jump was.
It's here to stay, niggas. Ain't going.
I'm gonna be careful
this
year.
It's really
year,
not
though.
Going anywhere.
I don't know how we can eradicate it. Because you say about New Zealand, but New Zealand has a population of 5 million. It's 4 million people in LA County alone.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, we don't want to make the sacrifices that it would take to do that.
No, that no. is
it
the
would,
point.
It would be more on a higher scale, but you can in the sciences. You know this for science. You always can scale up an experiment, and most of the time, not all the time, when you scale up an experiment, it still works or whatever. Like, baking is a good example of that.
Niggas got arrested in New Zealand for having a trunk full of KFC.
Stop playing with on the top.
Because it can't go. It's like a police state now. You can't go out. You can't move. And it's like, what are you willing to give up in order to eradicate? Like, you could eradicate a lot of stuff. You could eradicate AIDS.
But you know, some
HIV
that stuff,
right now. So lock everybody up with HIV.
So, like, I don't know about the New Zealand thing, the KFC thing, but there was this thing going around about Australia and how
it's a police state.
How they're like, it's a police state, right? So they was like, oh, they're arresting people that's not vaccinated that go outside or whatever. They showing the thing. That. And then I looked into it. No, the fuck it ain't.
No, that's too extreme.
No, they ain't. It ain't nothing like that. Niggas in Australia is like, what? What the fuck are you talking about, mate? Like it's literally not like that at all. And I seen the thing where they're like, oh, it's been turned into a police state.
Oh,
Australia
gosh.
Is chilling. Like, they chilling. It's
Americans
just like.
Americans are just spoiled. Everybody wants everything their way. They don't have any discipline.
Yeah,
they want what they want when they want it.
That's what it's called.
It's called no discipline. That's what it's called.
I'm saying, in order to have the shit that they're talking about over there, you have to give up certain freedoms.
Exactly. And you Americans know? Don't want to give up no freedom.
It, what
That's
is
what's
worth
wrong
it,
with us.
You know? I don't think it's a problem. I think it's a benefit.
I think it's a problem.
Because, like I said.
Well, in some ways, it can be.
If you want to get rid of AIDS, HIV, we could lock everybody up with HIV.
Wait a
right
minute
now.
You're going too far.
Lock them
but
up.
No, I'm saying you got in order to eradicate something, scientifically, everybody with HIV, put them in a fucking hole or whatever. Y'all got HIV. You want to kill them or not? If you don't want to kill them. If you don't want to kill them or not, we send them niggas to one island and leave them niggas over there. Nobody can leave that shit. And we over here, we HIV free.
But that's the extreme. That's like really extreme.
I know, but it's what freedoms do you want to give up?
First of all, that's the wrong way to handle it. I hate when niggas do that. First of all, you could eradicate HIV and AIDS by taking everybody that's infected with HIV, putting them on an island, and making them to live there without leaving the island until they pass away. Yes, that's how you could eradicate it. Coronavirus is a short-term virus. So, like, the difference is you don't have to have these people quarantined forever just until they ass ain't sick no more. Mm. So get all their ass up, quarantine them, hold the quarantine or whatever. Like,
but you give up freedom. So that's my point.
Yeah, fuck your freedom.
That
you don't even have freedom. You have liberties.
I know, but you're saying
that's
that.
What I'm saying. That's what Americans don't
want
to give up.
You're saying that for an island of 5 million people. Well, now you have to
scale it up.
Tell 300 million people, give up your freedom.
Right. And the only thing the only reason we can't do it is because niggas like, I don't want to. Right. They're like, I'm not going to do it.
I'm not doing it because it's going to be people that say, nothing wrong with me. I'm not sick. Well, it don't matter. We need to get everybody up and put them here. So it don't matter if you're nothing wrong with you. Do this. Or whatever.
Right,
and
just do
I'm
it.
Gonna be like, sup, my dick. Fuck you. We went through slavery for this kind of freedom.
And then,
oh
we need
my
to protect
God.
This
Everybody
shit.
Ain't go through it for that. What about the white people?
No, our relatives
we need
went through slavery in order for us to have the freedom. I don't want that shit to be in vain.
But at what expense? At the expense of us having COVID for the next 10,000 years?
It's or getting be COVID and dying.
Or getting COVID and dying or passing it to somebody else?
If you get 80 or you sick, then that's nature doing its natural course.
Boy,
oh,
these
my gosh.
Well.
What about the young people that are dying? In the 30s and the 40s.
It don't matter. One is too many.
Exactly.
No.
The
okay,
Delta
wait.
Is affecting younger people more than older people.
Does it matter if somebody dies from a vaccine? You say no.
Yes, it does.
Yes, it
matters. Don't say you know. Well, how can you mandate something that somebody's going to die from?
I didn't say mandate the vaccine.
I know. I'm saying if you like they're doing it though, they're mandating the vaccine.
But nobody's dying from the vaccine.
Mandate something. Okay, if you get sick from it, Guillain-Barré disease, myocarditis, when they inflate the heart or whatever, all of this shit that's happening from. Can you mandate something that's going to be side effects from that somebody could have problems with that eventually they might die?
No.
Well, according to.
Okay. Can I point this out, though? And then we're going to we'll get out of here. Do you realize that medicines over the counter that have side effects that fuck people up?
Exactly.
They're mandated.
What? What's mandated? What are you talking
to
about?
A certain extent.
Over the counter shit.
They're controlled. And they're like, well, not mandated. I'm talking about over the counter. I'm talking about like medicines in general. Like control and stuff like that. Like certain things, when you're sick, you have to take that shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when you're sick.
That's the same
thing. When you're sick. No, I'm not sick. So that's mandated something, and I'm not sick. That's not the same thing.
Well, you don't. That's it. That's all I'm talking about. We don't have polio. We don't have smallpox. And we made people do
that. Polio is not a coronavirus. It's not an RNA virus. It's not the same thing.
I understand that, but it don't matter. It still kill people. That's not what I'm talking about. I don't care if it's RNA or DNA. That shit, now, I don't care about that.
You can eradicate polio, but it's not the same. You can't eradicate a coronavirus the same way.
You can eradicate the outbreak. Ebola is an RNA virus.
No, it's not. Ebola is a DNA virus.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm 100% sure.
Because Ebola. So you're saying we can eradicate Ebola as a whole?
Or whatever.
That's what you're saying?
You can eradicate anything as a whole if you give up every fucking freedom. So, yes. I mean, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying.
Bro, listen, podcast.
I told you that leadership alone, goddammit.
Whatever number this is. Oh, yeah.
147.
It's an RNA virus.
Who? Ebola? Mm-hmm. I told you it's an RNA virus. So RNA, it's not DNA, it's RNA.
Okay, DNA, RNA, what RNA is, that means every time it goes to another person, it changes. Or whatever.
Right, that's why I say you can't eradicate Ebola.
No, but you can't eradicate anything, though. We already said that.
We eradicated polio.
No, but polio, the extremes you have to go to eradicate polio and the coronavirus is different. It's different. Everybody didn't have the mandate.
Bria, this is called.
They didn't have the mandate of vaccine to eradicate polio.
This is called.
What they have to do then?
Padding his argument. That's what this is. Mm-hmm. We need to have an episode. I want to have an episode when Bria come back. How often do you come to Jacksonville, Bria?
Not very often.
Tallahassee too far, which is another reason why I didn't goddamn call you for Jazz Fest.
Tallahassee is 2 hours away. That's not far.
You crazy hell. The ride from Jacksonville to Tallahassee and back and forth is one of the worst rides in all
it's very boring.
Driving
it's,
entertainment.
Yeah, I'm putting on a good podcast. It'll be all right.
Yeah, it's not that far.
We used to drive a lot.
I love to drive, so I don't mind.
Oh, see, I'm not a driver. Like, I don't like that.
I love road trips.
But we need to have an episode when she come back. Since Bria going to be in the law game or whatever, right? You going to do it, right?
Yeah.
Bria don't know what she's doing. She just out here.
I'm chilling right now.
Designing women. Listen, we need to have an episode where we talk about the difference between freedoms and liberties. Because people don't understand the difference between having civil liberties and freedom.
What is the difference?
We don't have freedom. We have civil liberties.
What is civil liberties?
Civil liberties is what the government allows you to do.
No, that's not what we have. We have freedoms by the Constitution.
No, you do not, sir.
Yeah, no.
All the things granted by the Constitution are liberties.
No.
Yeah, because a liberty is
because the shit that's or whatever.
That's why we gotta have the whole. I'm telling you, look up law.
They give you the natural shit that you could do in the Constitution. That's freedom. All of the freedom. Anything
you can't even do that if they don't want you to.
Not if you break the law.
No. If it was freedom, why did they need to make a law about it?
Right. If it's freedom, then it needs no law.
Because we're a society or whatever.
There's no law to breathe.
Or whatever.
You're free to breathe.
Yes.
Like free speech. Why do we need a law for free speech?
But you're not free.
I can tell you
not to say this. So we have to make a law to say nobody can tell you that you can't say this or say
that. But we got to have a whole episode. That's why. Because you don't have the freedom to go to Georgia. You have the liberty to go to Georgia. Mm-hmm. I'm allowing you to go to Georgia. The moment that I don't want you to have that liberty.
You no longer have that
you
freedom.
No longer have, that's why when the corona thing first happened, niggas couldn't go between Georgia and Florida. Because you don't have freedoms. You have liberties. And I'm surprised, like, not you particularly, Cub, but a lot of conservatives bring that up. These are our freedoms. I'm like, no, nigga, you have liberties. And I'm surprised they don't understand it because they say this.
This is a communist argument.
They be like, this ain't a democracy. This a republic. Mm-hmm. That's what they say a lot.
What you think we paying
taxes for? Well, part of being
for?
A republic is that you have liberties. Yeah, same thing with a democracy.
Yeah, this is a communist argument.
It's not. Anytime you have established government, capitalist, communist, socialist, whatever, there's liberties.
I mean,
freedom, true freedom is no government. Right. That's true freedom. Because you like, even driving is a liberty. That's not a freedom. You don't have the freedom to drive. That's a liberty. To do this podcast, we don't have the freedom of speech.
Well, what is a right then?
The liberty. All
right, then what is a right then?
A right, A right is his liberty. What I'm saying, that's a right. And if, like, if you say right or freedom of speech or whatever, all the stuff in the
Constitution. So everything is liberty. Everything is something that somebody else gives to you. So you don't have a right to anything. Then, not with the government. Saying. So you don't have a right to health care because you said that we have a right to health care. Health care is a right. So that means that we don't have a right because it's a liberty, something to give. Right. Government
that's
gives
why I
you.
Have the whole
you
show.
Don't have a right. Because
I
want to
change
all this
that.
Shit retarded. All this shit retarded. All this shit is semantics. I hate these goddamn semantics or whatever. You can do this.
That's a really good topic for
it. Yeah, because the liberty, it matters, hey, though. But hey, it matters, does. Though.
It really matters. The distinction matters.
It really matters, cub, because at except the end of the
dick,
day.
Suck my dick, Donald Trump. Fuck you. Bitch.
What? I'll allow it. I'll allow it.
Trump did some shit to piss me off. It's personal. Recently? Don't worry about it. It's between me and that nigga. Fuck you, Trump.
Was it the Colin Powell thing? Oh, we should have got to that last week.
Oh, fuck Colin Powell, too, man.
What?
That nigga, man. Oh. I don't have no... Fuck Colin Powell.
No, why though?
Why? Because he said that he knew that, first of all, okay, Jesus Christ. He knew that it was no weapons of mass destruction or nothing threatening anybody in America in with Saddam Hussein or whatever. He done cost thousands and thousands of fucking lives and people being mauled and shit or whatever. When he said, this is what he said, is weapons of mass destruction and he's going to use them. He knew goddamn well that was a lie, and we know that he knew it was a lie because we had the intelligence and the papers and the documents that said they knew that Saddam Hussein did not have this and did not have that, but they went up.
So it's fuck him, right?
Fuck that nigga.
I just want to say I like Colin Powell.
I don't have an issue with
you started on this. I ain't said nothing about that. I like the whole episode.
You said it. I like him.
I know you do.
I don't say fuck him.
Why you like him?
I like his achievement as a black man.
Achievement is what?
First Secretary of State, First Secretary of Defense.
Being a standing arm of white supremacy, fucking up niggas. That's what he was.
America.
He was an overseas extending arm of white supremacy. Fuck that nigga in the ass.
Your whole face morphed into Umar.
I'm about to get started on a whole another show.
His whole face morphed into Umar. Are you serious, my brother?
I tried to end this shit.
Where the snow bunny at?
Where's Farrakhan?
Where the snow bunny at? Right, you find me the snow bunny.
Why you like him?
I just like him. Okay. Mm-hmm. I like him. I understand what he did with the Iraq war and stuff like that and all that. I get all that part. I just think, like, sometimes individuals are pigeonholed into circumstances because of their job or because of stuff. Old head niggas, I give them a little bit of leeway because old head niggas are misguided and most of them are coons anyways. Mm-hmm. So they don't understand. Now, I don't think Colin Powell a coon. But
I don't think
he was on purpose detrimental to black people. So I don't think that. So that therefore he's not a cool.
Me neither. I think he's on purpose detrimental to the human race.
Okay, that's fine.
To Americans in general.
But see, I feel like that about most Republicans.
He's a part of an evil empire.
I feel like that about most government officials.
I don't like the evil empire.
So that's my thing. So I don't think he was a coon per se.
Condoleezza Rice, you next, bitch.
I like Condoleezza.
Wait a minute. Condoleezza alone.
She
worked
for the college football.
You can't.
What she doing?
You gotta leave Condoleezza.
She's a college football. She picked the teams for the college football. I don't know what the bitch doing now, but I know what she did. Y'all fill me in. I might be wrong. I might be completely wrong.
She's just a regular old black. She does a small town girl.
Wait. Is she doing something now?
She works for the College Football Selection Committee. She's the chairman of the board.
Well, congratulations, bitch. Congratulations.
I just want to point out that, like,
the whole Bush administration, man.
But see, my thing is though, if you look at the type of, here's what I was saying on No Static 2. Like, if you look at the type of man Colin Powell is, that's our grandpa. Like, he act like granddaddy. Like, granddaddy was a military dude. I mean, he said piss on the flag because of what they did to him.
This ain't nothing personal with Colin Powell.
But no, that's what I'm saying. But, like, when you look at a black man like that, he's no different than most of our grandparents or great-grandparents, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like he was just doing what he thought was right. Like, what's weird is even though a nigga was a slave, back in the day, outside of, like, Frederick Douglass, most niggas you talked to back in the day would have been a straight coon.
Frederick Douglass would have hated a nigga like me. Well, he probably would have been like.
I don't think so. I think Frederick Douglass is cool.
I think a lot of the people, if you read up on him, it's kind of like how they feel about Martin Luther King. Everybody's always talking about his passive stuff, but towards the end, he was like,
wait. See, I hate these white people now because they all act like they just love Martin Luther King.
Well, they did kill him.
Oh, yeah. They hated this nigga until about 10 years after he died.
Exactly.
Just like Ali. Just, they hated Ali until he got Parkinson's.
Yeah.
Then it's like, oh, look, the nigga docile now. Let's, you know what I'm saying?
Stop adding
like that. That's how white people like black people.
That's docile. How they do. Yeah, docile and medicated.
And quiet.
Yeah.
Y'all looked at Martin the same way y'all looked at Malcolm X. It's just Malcolm X ain't never changed. And his Martin, shit.
Yeah. Oh, I love Malcolm
X. But see, that's my point. Like, I just feel like when you look at older black people and people from different eras of black, especially black men, I think they cool. They be on some cool shit every now and then, or they be on some shit that we don't agree with.
Because certain things that they just had to do.
Yeah, you know? And they especially said, when they had a family and, it's like, and stuff, we don't they just had to do certain stuff.
That's why I separated.
We get to rock out. We've never been in that situation.
Exactly.
That's why I separated with Colin Powell, though, because it was some shit that he didn't have to do.
Like what weapons of mass destruction? Yeah, I know that's a big deal.
That whole because it was fuck Iraq. Well, no, it's
I'm glad we went.
Well, no, it's a big.
I just hate that Americans had to die for it.
Well, no, it's a big deal that whole because it's niggas that be talking about people in the military dying for our freedoms and shit.
They not though.
All that shit.
That's
is,
what I'm saying. That's
you dying for corporations.
But basically,
this is Halliburton.
But this, what's that?
Halliburton. Halliburton.
I got you.
That's who you're dying
but this,
for.
This is what I was saying. Like when I just said, okay, well, I don't even give a fuck about Iraq or Afghanistan or none of that. I care about the individual people. I don't want them to suffer or nothing like that. But the only thing I'm mad about the weapons of mass destruction and Iraq thing is that I'm mad that Americans had to die.
That's what I'm saying.
Outside of Americans dying, I don't care. I don't give a fuck about their oil or taking their country.
In the Navy.
Probably killed a lot of people.
No, I'm talking about hand-to-hand combat.
You know, he in the Navy. They don't do Navy, hand-to-hand unless it's in the bunks.
That's
baby.
Why they call
Stop
the
it.
Only hand-to-hand they do is in the bunks, baby.
Stop. I was just going to say, that all the rest of the part of the army called them niggas the faggy part.
Yeah. Bro, I seen a thing on TikTok, and it was like the different
this
branches.
This is what the army say.
And it was like, they showed the Marines, and the Marines were like, oh, come on, sign up. I mean, it's going to be fine, right? And then they showed the army. He's like, man, we're the best, bro. We're the hardest. We're the toughest. And then they showed the Air Force. It was looking at his paperwork. He was like, oh, you're not smart enough to be in here. Then they got to the Navy and it was like, wait, yo, so how good are you at being wet? And I was like, wait, what?
Why would Slim want it? Slim, I'm not giving you no flowers like you a goddamn freedom fighter. Okay? Your ass done been in Tokyo and Bangladesh paying $10 for pussy. Goddamn it. I know what you've been doing out here.
Yo, so you got to watch the Dave Chappelle, though. Tell us what you think.
Yeah, I got to
There's
watch
a joke.
It,
yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a joke in there about trans pussy.
Oh, man.
It's the best joke in the whole thing, special whatever.
You might not even laugh. It's like Jerry Seinfeld.
Yeah,
you know what the thing is with that joke? Goddamn
Jerry
Hannibal.
Seinfeld. Oh, Hannibal. Yeah, because he dry. He dry. Yeah, that's what it is.
You guys like Jerry Seinfeld?
I don't like Seinfeld.
No.
Why not?
But I know that. A lot
May he perish in comedy obscurity.
I like his show.
You like the show? Seinfeld?
I like his show. Yeah.
Y'all only like it because we're Broken Black, and y'all saw it. It was on syndication.
I watched it when I was a kid.
When the last time you all watched a new episode of Seinfeld when it came? You was like, oh, Seinfeld come on at 9 o'clock
on
Tuesday.
Netflix. It's on Netflix.
Yeah,
no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when Seinfeld was running, did you say, I'm going to watch Seinfeld tonight? Fuck no. You did?
We used to watch it when we were kids.
Relics Podcast episode number one.
Faithful.
But was it like at 6 p.m.? Because that's syndication.
I don't know.
I'm talking about like when it comes on. Like if you watch Walking Dead comes on at Sunday at 9 o'clock. That's watching it. But when it starts running in syndication years from now, you're not watching the shit live. I watch Seinfeld because at 6 o'clock on a weekday evening while I'm doing my homework sitting on the bed, ain't nothing else on TV. It's like Simpsons, Seinfeld, Friends, Cheers. That's
his stand-up is trash though.
Horrible. Who? The sock joke is Seinfeld.
I think he's funny.
I bet.
Jesus, just what kind of sense of humor you have.
Bro, listen, podcast episode like number 147. Next time Bria come back, we're going to try to figure out what happened to her.
Because
Tank said what trauma she experienced. And Bria said, I've been through a few things.
It wasn't an uncle.
Thank God.
Sniffing her panties or nothing.
Thank God. Jeez and crackers.
Goodness. I don't know what I would
Thank do. Goodness. Although statistically, Bruh Nation, Tank would be correct. But I'm glad Bria's not one of part of that statistics.
Me too.
That's what's up. But she been through the mud. We all have.
How many black females you done talked to that fucked one of their cousins? Or they had
some one
of their
cousins. Okay, if you
a lot of my
if you
want to
put it like this, how many African American women do I know that have not been raped, sexually assaulted, or molested? Bria.
Jesus Christ, I ain't have to say it.
No, dead ass. Listen to what I
just
said.
I was talking about fucking a cousin.
How many African American women do I know that have not been raped, sexually assaulted, or molested? Bria. That's it.
You know a lot of bitches too.
And yeah, Bria. And they talk to me because you say, oh, you friends with bitches. I don't understand that.
You listen to bitches. Boy, you is good. You got to teach me that.
Still can't find nobody. Huh? Listen to everything, bro.
Bria, if you talk to me for an hour, about 25 minutes into that, I'm going to be like,
eyes glazed over.
I might just pull my dick out. Just for the hell of it. What are we doing here? I don't know how you do it, cuz. You was an anomaly, and I appreciate you.
Cuz said, Bria, cuz said, see, cuz, what your problem is, you friends with bitches. How you friends with them? They animals.
Bria, how many nigga friends you got that ain't gay?
I have a lot of guy friends. I'm that, you know, I'm like a tomboy.
Dude,
so.
Friends?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have more guy
friends. Bria, one of the homies.
Yeah, okay, I have more guy friends than girlfriends.
That's Shanae.
I am with glasses on.
That's Shanae.
What the hell is Shanae doing over? I ain't seen Shanae. Goddamn.
100. It's been 84 years.
Correct. Yeah. Goddamn Beyonce. How many nigga friends you got?
Nigga friends?
Yeah. She put an ER.
Not
on
the ER. Yeah. That was a heavy ER.
Friends as men. I mean, real friends, I. You got this nigga, he don't count because he kind of like, you treat him like a gay friend, so he don't count.
What? Facts.
Yeah, it's true. You are not going to.
I don't have many because
okay.
Majority of my guy friends turn around and end up wanting to fuck
me. Exactly.
See, that's the issue though. How many times we're having guy friends.
Dick out in front of
you? I've never pulled my penis
why
out
not?
In front of her. Because I respect her.
What is
her.
Wrong with you?
I respect her.
That's the problem right there.
Because what respect?
Too much respect.
Please don't listen to Tank. Shanae. Please don't listen to Tank. Please.
Shanae, we was in the room for an hour just talking. 25 minutes.
You said 25. Quicker
than Bria because I know Bria longer, so it's going to be longer than Bria. 10 minutes for you, I'm pulling my dick out. That's it. All right, well, we'll be fighting and it'll be cool. It's all right. I still fuck with you, though.
Oh,
you
no.
ain't. What the fuck? You gonna shoot me?
Gonna
now,
shoot
that's
you.
Wrong. That's he violence.
How
in the,
is that wrong?
Violence in the black community.
You initiated. Right. What?
Violence in the black community need to stop.
Oh my God. Right. I'm not playing with you. That's where we going with it.
Oh, shit. Brothers Podcast, episode 147.
And you shouldn't be either. Go ahead, on, cuz.
You know what's funny, though? Like, I feel like, right, though. If I immediately change over to ain't shit, I'll be like, boy, I got to beat this pussy off, man. It's too much coming.
Okay, you're going to have, you're gonna have less female friends, but you're going to have more female friends that just fuck and get you pussy.
Don't do it.
Bria said don't do it.
It's a trade-off. You really want to talk to these niggas? You don't really want to talk to these bitches? You just do it. Just I don't know why you do it, but you got to talk to me later. Brothers and Podcast, episode number 147.
Sounds so hurt. He sounds
because he don't want me to be like,
I mean, what are you doing?
He been saying that for years. For years, he'd be like, cuz, why you nice?
Stop talking to these ain't shit bitches. Shanae, you are not in this. Okay, I know we're just throwing stuff out there. You just happen to be in the room, so I don't want you to feel any kind of way.
I don't.
You're a cool nigga, my nigga. I fucks with you.
Final thoughts, cuz.
Final thoughts is, look, what's been going on this week? I have no final thought. This is the first time.
In no, brothers,
you did not no, one before. No, I've not had a person to look up or something.
Oh.
But I've never not had a final thought. I mean, I don't know. Oh, I know what I want to talk about. Talking, getting advice from people who not credentialed or whatever, because I see a lot of people going, just my wife do it. She watch these dykes. She watch a lot of dykes on goddamn YouTube. Or whatever. They got the YouTube channels and what are you doing? Why are you listening to these bitches?
That's what we should have talked about. We should have talked about the dyke cult that's telling women to leave men alone and cut themselves.
Oh,
we'll
Jesus
talk about that next week. Go
Christ.
Ahead.
Do dyke shave their pussy?
I don't know.
Or
sir.
Do they
I'm
have it like a.
How did we get from that to.
Because if that.
I don't know how that reference.
Oh my God.
Because what I said was just extreme.
Men.
It'd be. Because I think that would be weird.
So I
if
just said
she just got a patch down there. And
there's
she
a cult,
like a nigga, but it's no dick.
I just
it's
said,
like a dickless nigga. What the
there's
fuck
a
is
cult
this?
In his mind
with dykes with studs.
And he go
who are making women give up men and cut themselves, and it's specifically BBW women that they're attacking. Yeah, and cuz said, do dykes shave their pussy? Finish your final thought, cuz.
Yes, because what's the maintenance going on down there? Because. You can still get peers. You want to be a nigga. I really think that people that, not the gay people, but the people that want to switch genders and shit, I really think it should needs to be classified as a mental illness again. Not a mental illness, mental disorder again, because something is wrong with them. God damn it. You is not a nigga if you're born with a pussy. You cannot be a nigga if you're born with a pussy. I don't care how you feel. and vice versa, nigga. Although the niggas is some beautiful niggas out here. Ooh, with surgery can look just like a bitch, but if we, I ain't know they made thick niggas like this.
TikTok can fuck you up. It's a lot of beautiful trans women seen on TikTok.
Boy, I seen a nigga so thick, look
like. Oh my gosh!
I said, I like,
that's your final thought. Cause I want to say this, right? So me and Bud got this same.
Get this nigga up out of here.
Me and Bud are send each other pictures of chicks on Instagram or whatever. And anytime it's somebody like Jocelyn Hernandez or like a chick that look real muscular or whatever, me and Bud be like, that young man so sexy.
It's 2000. I'm scared. Give me the old bitch. I want a little bit of gray hairs in the pussy hair. And if your shit all the way shaved, then I know you're too young for me.
Bria, final thoughts.
I need some hair down there.
Final thoughts, Bria. Yeah, you didn't know that? Oh, Bria, terrified now. Yes, ma'am.
You're going to have to dye that shit, Bria.
Huh?
That's pretty cool.
So Bria looking for the salt and pepper coochie.
Bria,
I'm trying to get my beard salt and pepper. Bria's like, huh. Bria can't wait to be a cougar. Let me show you something, young man. Let me show you about salt and pepper.
Cruella was a real good movie, though.
It actually was. I thought it was going to be trash, but it was pretty good.
You got Disney Plus?
Yeah.
No, I got it from Redbox.
Can somebody give me a login? I ain't been able to watch Disney Plus since it came out.
Oh, really?
My baby mama got it, but she won't.
If I wasn't using somebody,
my baby mama got it, but she won't break bread.
Watch Cruella, bro. You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it was good.
If I ever get Disney Plus, I told Anna, ask your mom for the Disney Plus login so we can watch Disney Plus. Mm-hmm. Don't you know Erica still ain't giving it to her? Come on now, Erica. Why you being like that? Your baby want to watch Iron Man. But go ahead, Bria.
What?
Final thought.
Oh, shame.
Not about salt and pepper.
No. I don't know. I'm just glad to be back. I missed you guys.
Yeah,
I miss
man.
Being on here. Definitely, I want to come back at some point in time. I don't know. I wasn't thinking about a final thought. I forgot.
You did that when you was on the show. Good to see you back.
I did.
I'm just glad Bria back, man. Bria, listen, the show ain't the same without you.
Oh, here's my final thought. Ahead. Stop being so doggone sensitive. Jeez. And open your mind to different perspectives. Your way is not the only way.
Very true. And you know
other
what?
People are allowed to have an opinion.
Yes, they are. And you know what, niggas? If Bria came back on this show multiple times after she left, that should let you know you need to chill out. Because we done said some crazy shit about why we was on the show with Bria, and she stuck around, and she's still our friend, and she still talked to us.
Yeah.
We still love her. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, like, chill out. If Bria can handle it, you can handle it. Because Bria, boy, I was two episodes in, I was like, Bria ain't going to make it to the end, boy. We ain't going to, jeez, boy. Bria made it longer than Matt. Boy, y'all remember we made Matt walk out?
Where the fuck is Matt?
Are you guys still friends?
Yeah, I'm still friends with Matt. Okay. But, like, remember we made him walk out and then he just ain't come back?
Oh.
Bria laughed so hard when he come. He was like, Matt ain't here.
Matt, boy, you need to get with me. Boy, I can't find no good clean out here, boy.
Matt got it. He got the houses. He got the clean.
Yeah, I can't trust this shit out here. They putting fentanyl in everything.
You ain't lying. But, yeah, man, my final thought is not going to be all complicated or nothing like that. I'm just happy Bria back. And Bria coming back is real beautiful, especially after we recently lost Ashley. It just show you, man, keep your friendships real, man. Keep close with people who you give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying? If you care about people, it should be something where Bria know if I'm in Duval, I can hit Anthony. We can kick it. You know what I'm saying? Because she know I genuinely fuck with her. You know what I'm saying? So keep. Oh, I was about to say, what? What you mean? What
and
the fucking point?
Man, we love I guess each other. She know you're not gonna pull your dick out.
Very true, man. You make a decision.
I'm trying to understand this shit. I'm just
so I'm gonna say this on my last final thought. Then we'll get out of here. Man, make a decision. You have to make a choice in life, right? I'm not saying that one choice is right or wrong, but you can either be pull your dick out guy or I'm sorry to hear that guy.
Don't be the former.
According to Bria, pull your dick out guy ain't the guy to be. However,
that's a lie.
However,
I'm so sorry.
That's a lie.
According what to Anthony, pull your dick out guy get all the action. Okay? So if you want to be respected as a human and an individual,
well, yeah, there you go.
And have a dry dick, then I'm sorry to hear that. If you want to not be respected as a human and an individual and be wet all the time, pull your dick out. Cub, Brothers the Podcast, 365, 24/9. We grind. We give you a nigga to put on your mind. Cub, give me a nigga.
Shit. What I did last week? I did Country Wayne last week. Mm-hmm. Red Fox. I'm gonna stick with a comedian.
My favorite comedian of all time. Yeah. When I did stand up comedy, I based it around Red Fox.
Man, his show holds up from the fucking 70s.
Oh, yeah. He funny.
That shit's still funny his, from the 70s.
His written shows are funny, but his when he do stand up, he real good, and he like real like the way he deliver jokes. And
I mean, Pryor is my number one for stand up because his shit still whatever. But overall, comedian.
When last time you seen a Red Fox stand up?
Oh shit, I watched this shit last year.
Boy, it's this one where he talking to the lady in the audience, and the lady say, he's like, ma'am, what's your name? And then she, I guess she said something sporty. He was like, oh, it doesn't matter anyways, ma'am, you're a fat bitch.
Yeah.
I love Red Fox.
He's my favorite overall.
Oh my God. You there,
bro. Fred Sanford, Red Fox is one of the most offensive comedians of all time.
This
but
is why I will never sit in the front.
Top three comedians, cuz who it is?
At a comedy
top
show.
Three comedians of all time.
Ooh.
Go ahead, Bri.
No, you go.
Okay, I'm going to say in no particular order, Richard Pryor, Red Fox, and Bernie. I want to take Bernie off and put somebody else from Def Comedy Jam on there.
He had a good movie career.
But Bernie
stand up and
Bernie stand up get me every time. Love There's Bernie. Never been a time I've seen Bernie do stand up that I ain't cry laugh.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I pull up old random clips from when before he got big, I'm motherfucking funny.
He's just funny, like naturally funny.
Mine the same as yours with Pryor. Did you say
Red Fox?
Prior Red Fox, but then I put in Eddie Murphy.
See, I was gonna do Eddie.
I was gonna do Eddie Murphy.
I was gonna do Eddie, but my thing about Eddie is like.
His stand-ups hold up, too.
They hold up. They funny. But, like, Eddie's...
Guinea Goo-hoo.
Guinea Goo-hoo. Yeah. Eddie do long delivery stand-up. Mm-hmm. I'm not a fan of long delivery. I want my jokes back-to-back. What do you say, Brill?
I like Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, of course. And I like Eddie Griffin.
Eddie Griffin is funny.
He is super funny.
I like all Eddie Griffin Kansas City jokes. Hilarious. Mm-hmm. All of them. Kansas City, I know you're a shithole because Eddie Griffin told me. And also, I like all of Eddie Griffin's like the messing with the church people jokes. Mm-hmm. That should be so funny, man. Like,
I don't want to mention Cat Williams.
Cat Williams is his longevity is too low though.
Ooh, yeah, longevity, but he got three stand-ups
Pimp Chronicles is one of the funniest stand-up of all time.
I might replace him with Richard Pryor.
Yeah, Pimp Chronicles is one of the funniest.
I love Cat Williams. Just curse so much.
Brill, give me a black person.
A black person?
To research. You forgot about that part?
Oh, I actually just watched a play about Ethel Waters.
Ooh.
And it was a really good play.
Nice.
Ethel Waters. Yeah.
Who wrote it? Tyler Perry? Anybody named Ethel ain't bad. Nobody named Ethel been bad in history.
Old, yeah, but she.
You could be bad back when you was old, young when you was old. Some you ain't born old. This ain't Benjamin
What's
Button.
The old bitch that was like my ass.
Oh, that's Eartha Kitt.
Eartha Kitt was a bad bitch.
Oh, Eartha Kitt.
Yeah, Eartha Kitt was very beautiful.
Yes.
Yeah. Colin Powell. Y'all look into Colin Powell to make a decision.
And email us and let us know if you hate him or love him.
Right, because I'm okay with it. Tank say he's scum of the earth, so.
I don't have an issue with him.
Yes. But, Bria, appreciate you for coming back.
Woo-hoo.
You made the show spectacular again. Brittany, get your sick ass up. Do better.
Feel better.
Yeah, get better. Cuz, fuck you. All power to the people. Peace.
You a hater, bear.